training for calm, not just charm. One of the biggest mistakes in pet-assisted chaplaincy is thinking that a lovable animal is automatically a ministry-ready animal. That is not enough. A ministry animal needs more than charm. A ministry animal needs calm. Charm may impress people for a few minutes. Calm is what makes ministry possible. A charming animal may be friendly, expressive, eager, and adorable. But if that same animal jumps, pulls, startles easily, crowds people, gets overstimulated, or cannot settle in a new environment, the ministry visit can quickly become disorganized. The goal in pet-assisted chaplaincy is not to bring an animal that makes people smile for a moment. The goal is to bring an animal that helps create a setting of peace, steadiness, and trust. That kind of animal usually is not the flashiest animal. It is the more settled one. Training for calm means teaching the animal how to enter a space without chaos. It means helping the animal stay under control when something unexpected happens. It means shaping patterns of patience, response, and recoverability. That matters because ministry settings are often full of things an animal cannot predict. A senior may reach slowly and awkwardly. A child may move too fast. A door may close loudly. Someone may cry. A wheelchair may pass by. A room may feel tight, unfamiliar, or emotionally heavy. In those moments, the animal does not need to be perfect, but it does need to remain manageable. This is why calm is not just a personality trait. It is also a training goal. You are training the animal to live within structure. You are training for steady greetings. You are training for slower pacing. You are training for staying near you instead of taking over the room. You are training for the ability to pause. You are training for the ability to recover after surprise. Training for calm also means you do not reward every excited behavior just because it feels affectionate. A lot of well-meaning animal owners accidentally reinforce ministry-disqualifying habits. They reward jumping because it looks loving. They tolerate pulling because the animal is enthusiastic. They excuse restlessness because the animal is just social. But ministry requires a different standard. Affection without order can become stress. Friendliness without control can become confusion. Energy without guidance can become risk. A ministry animal must learn that not every person is an invitation to rush forward. Not every room is a playground. Not every emotional moment calls for more stimulation. Often the best ministry animals are the ones who know how to be quietly present. That does not happen by accident. It happens through repeated, calm, structured training. And the handler has to grow too. If you are anxious, overly talkative, inconsistent, or unclear, the animal will often feel that. If you create rushed entries, mixed signals, or unstable patterns, the animal may become more unsettled. So training for calm is not only about the animal. It is about the pair. The chaplain must become calmer. The animal must become steadier. And together, they must become more trustworthy in real ministry situations. This kind of training protects everyone. It protects the person receiving care. It protects the animal from being pushed too far. And it protects the credibility of the ministry itself. So as you begin topic 3, remember this simple phrase. Do not train for charm alone. Train for calm. Because in petassistedchaplaincy.com creates room for real care.